The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, keeping us on the air and playing all the commercial breaks that also keep us on the air. And, of course, all of you out there listening, you keep us on the air, too, and thank you for doing so. We hope that every time we're on, we come up with something that maybe you didn't know about, or at least some information that you can actually use to your benefit for you or your family, or maybe if you own a business, even a small business. Everything we do here is geared for you. We want you to be well-educated, better educated about what things do, how they work, and will they work for you. Whole idea of the program right here.
Yeah, we had a free review this past week, one of the many that we've had here recently. And, you know, one of the things that came up was the fact that, you know, sometimes you have these businesses that you have that you've been doing all of your life, and you didn't realize that, hey, there's an opportunity to set some money aside that I wasn't aware of, and the opportunity to take business deductions. Now, normally your CPAs are pretty sharp and tell you about those things, but they may not tell you about your ability to put the money aside. And, Tony, I know that you're the – you've got all those letters after your name. You're the retirement specialist on this.
The 401K, et cetera, guru here. Been working with plans, retirement plans for businesses for many, many years. And, you know, I think – there's still a big mystery out there, and especially for small businesses. Oh, it's going to cost a lot, and oh, nobody's going to put money in. It doesn't cost a lot, number one, if you do it the right way. And number two, you'd be surprised how many people are just waiting for that opportunity, even if they're putting in, you know, 50 bucks a month or 100 bucks a month or whatever it is. It really does matter to people that they have something at their workplace that they can actually utilize in that way. They would save if they had it.
So absolutely. And, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit later on the show today about those opportunities that are available to those of you when you retire. You're now basically self-employed because you're not working for anybody else, but you may have that cattle business on the side, and that's an opportunity maybe to set some money aside, especially if you – you know, you're under age 65, you're looking for deductions, you're looking a way to accumulate more assets. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the opportunities that are available there and how much money you can actually set aside into your own 401k plan like that.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It is. It's amazing.
And you may not even know you can do it. So we'll give that a little bit of discussion while we're going through the program today. Also, we're going to take a look at the markets. Everything's kind of sideways at the moment, but we'll take a look at the headlines financially and something that all of you who are hoping to get a little bit more yield on your savings accounts or some of your investments that pay interest, we'll look at what we think the Federal Reserve might be doing.
It's funny how often that comes up.
Yeah, about once a month, isn't it?
It is.
And we've had some good news on payrolls. We'll talk about some of that and much more. Of course, if you've got questions about something specific you're thinking about, maybe you've gotten pitched by somebody about doing one thing financially versus another, oh, you need to buy this or do that or whatever, give us a call. We'll run through it with you. Even during the break, if you're shy about having your voice on the air, no problem. Call us right now. We'll talk to you off the air in private. Here's our number to do just that, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. If you call that now, you'll get several minutes to talk to us while the commercials are playing at 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
because of you.
Lynn College is proud to present Jim Witter's Christmas Memories as part of the inaugural Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell. Come be a part of the musical journey that celebrates the magic of Christmas with a heartwarming array of Christmas favorites. Showtime is 7 p.m. Friday, December 11th at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blend campus in Brenham. Tickets are $30 and available online at blend.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. Get your tickets today and enjoy the magic of the season.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
The Brazos Valley Livestock Commission Company announces their 18th annual fall replacement sale on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 11 a.m. At this sale, you will find bred cows, pairs, open heifers, and some bulls. Early consignments include 4 Rotella Farms registered Horn Hereford bulls and 4 Polled Hereford bulls, 10 Pat Griswold Charolais bulls, 5 Red Angus bulls, and 4 Brangus bulls, and 12 Double Creek Farms Angus bulls. All bulls are coming 2 years old. Bred females and pairs include 65 half Angus, quarter Brahman, quarter Holstein cross heifers, and 65 half Charolais, quarter Brahman, quarter Holstein cross heifers, all bred to Angus bulls. 15 Braybird heifers, medium to heavy, bred to Angus bulls. Open females include 70 open half Charolais, 1/4 Brahman, 1/4 Holstein cross heifers, 30 open Brangus heifers, 5 open Brangus baldy heifers, 12 to 15 months old. See a complete list online at BrazosValleyLivestock.com. Don't miss this special fall replacement sale on Saturday, December 5th at Brazos Valley Livestock Commission, 6097 East State Highway 21 in Bryan. Find out more by calling 979-778-0904.
Get in the holiday spirit at this year's Christmas Stroll and Parade of Lights on Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th in downtown Brenham. Friendly Country, KWHI, and KTX 106 will be broadcasting live from the Stroll and Parade of Lights Saturday from 5 till 7. This broadcast is made possible by Daystar Christian Bookstore, Herman Furniture, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, Sassafras, Ant Street Inn, Jingle Bell Market, and the City of Brenham. Tune in for the live broadcast from the Christmas Stroll this Saturday.
Join all your friends for Christmas of yesteryear at the Small Town Christmas this Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th in downtown Belleville. KWHI will be there on Saturday broadcasting live from 8 till 10. This broadcast is brought to you by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Belleville Rental, San Bernard Electric Co-op, Buck Ferguson Originals, Republic Services, All Around Cowboy Church, and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Don't miss out on all the fun at the Small Town Christmas in Belleville this Friday and Saturday.
Now in at Belleville Rental, a 40-foot man lift. Great for putting up and taking down Christmas lights or to clean gutters or cut down dead limbs in your trees. And it's a lot safer than an unsteady ladder. Rent it now at Belleville Rental. After those tree limbs are down, rent a log splitter so you can have plenty of wood to keep you warm this winter. Belleville Rental also has everything you need for your holiday party. Tables and chairs, white tablecloth, champagne fountain, wine glasses, and a tent as large as 20 by 40. And to make sure you stay warm on your patio, Belleville Rental has patio heaters. Find everything you need for your holiday affair at Belleville Rental, 726 East Mill Street in Belleville, or call 979-865-1520. You can visit them at their website at bellevillerent-all.com. At this festive time of year, everyone at Belleville Rental wishes their friends all the joy and merriment the holiday can bring. While you're out shopping, visiting, and attending holiday parties, Belleville Rental hopes you will have safe travels throughout the holiday season and the best New Year can bring.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. We have an office for Central Texas in downtown Brenham, across from the courthouse, in the Atrium Building on Main Street. And we also have another one about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria, just off of San Felipe and on St. James Place. So we got you covered. And we're licensed as advisors in 18 states. So we've been also doing this kind of work for 20 years, plus. So glad to help you with all kinds of things. We had some questions during the break from listeners about the reverse mortgage. And, yes, at 62, you are eligible for a reverse mortgage. Now, whether it's a good idea for you or not, based on a number of things, that's one issue. The next issue is, what I was asked specifically is whether both spouses, if you're both on that mortgage, if you both own the house, that is, do you both have to sign for the reverse mortgage? I'm assuming you do if it's owned jointly, but I'm going to call one of our erstwhile experts who deals in reverse mortgages and see what might be able to happen here.
And there may be some other legal issues involved, too, depending upon what the situation is between the husband and the wife, you know, as to what's available. Because, you know, we'll talk about the reverse mortgage first. What the reverse mortgage does is it allow you to access the equity in your home, and you have to be a certain age before you're allowed to do that because it's intended for creating an extra income stream for elderly people, which...
At 62, we're considered elderly, I guess.
I'm elderly. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But what it allows you to do then is create an income stream based on the equity in your home. Now, the thing to remember about the reverse mortgage is they're going to do an appraisal of the home, mm-hmm. the lending institution is, and then based upon that appraisal, they're going to give you access to anywhere from 50 to 60% of what your equity is. They won't give you access to 100% of the equity.
Mm-hmm. And that equity, in this case, there is equity in the home. Mm-hmm. So if the house is worth, let's say, $100,000, they would get maybe up to $50,000.
$50,000 to $60,000.
And how can you take that money? There are different ways you can do it. You can take chunks, or you can take monthly, quarterly.
Yeah, the rules in Texas have changed, but here in Texas now, you can access it either in a lump sum. In other words, they can give you a lump sum, or you can get a monthly income stream or annual income stream based on that equity, and it's based on your life expectancy. There are some rules. You have to remain in the home, you have to maintain the home, and you have to pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some rules that you have to abide by. If you violate any of those rules, that loan becomes due. For example, if you move out of the home, the lending institution wants their money back. In other words, if you move out, you're going to be required to sell the home, or you're going to have to pay the money back in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it is a loan, but it's a non-recourse loan. So they can't come and foreclose on the home as long as you're living in it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people say, well, my children won't have access to the equity in the home if I move out. Well, that's not true. That depends on what the loan is at the time of your death or whatever. And, you know, and the other question that's interesting is that I don't know the answer to. If a husband and wife, are they both required to sign for the loan? I don't know the answer to that. That's mm-hmm. like... the question came up recently to me, and I didn't know the answer. I still don't know. On a joint checking account is, like many times in almost all cases that I've seen, a husband and wife have a joint checking account. And to write checks does not require both signatures. One or the other can write a check on the account. Well, if problems develop between the husband and the wife, can one of the spouses go in and put a hold on the account? So that the other one can't take the money out.
I don't think that's true. What I usually see happen when a problem is coming up is one or the other of the spouses goes in and cleans it out and leaves like $20 in there or something.
Well, that's...
And then, oh, by the way, I'm leaving or whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, I had a case recently where one of the spouses was evidently able to put a hold on you, and I don't know how you do that.
So I don't know either if it's a joint account. Any bankers listening out there?
If you have an answer to that, I'd like to know the answer to that. But obviously, in domestic situations, there are a lot of issues that arise that are legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, you know, that would be a legal issue that needs some resolution because If it requires both signatures, what are you going to do if one of them is not around?
Again, you know, we there are some times where we have to do a little research on things. And
we're not attorneys. We're not CPAs.
No. But we're also not bankers, per se. We have certain rules that we have to follow for investment accounts, which may not be exactly the same, right? So, again, we always have to try to tap our sources that we have worked with and trust and know and get some information right from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Well, we've talked many times how important it is to have beneficiaries correct and how important it is to have things titled correctly, because when they're titled or they're beneficiaries, depending upon how they're structured, those are not going to pass through the will even. We've talked about that before.
Right.
And so when you make these decisions, if you go to the bank and you set up an account, make sure you understand what all the ins and outs are, who has rights and what privileges for that particular account. It's important to know those type of questions.
Yeah. So, again, most of the time when you're setting up accounts, yes, you can ask your bankers while you're doing it if you're dealing with a bank and savings accounts and checking accounts and the whatever. But, again, brokerage accounts, some of those other types of investment vehicles may have different ways that they work. So please try to get as much information as you can at the front end of it. And, of course, you know, if it's been years since you signed up for whatever it is, you may not know anymore. There could be changes in rules and regulations in between as well.
Absolutely. Rules change all the time. And then another caveat on the reverse mortgages to be aware of is the regulators, the federal regulators on Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA. You know, one of the things they're watching out for is they do not want you taking a reverse mortgage and using the money to do investments. They are watching that. And so generally, you're prohibited from doing that. So you need to be aware of that. Don't say, oh, I didn't know I can. Well, I'll have the idea. I'll invest the money. That's not what the reverse mortgage is intended for.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we have very specific rules
we have
to follow about that. But again, if you have a question, you can always call us here on the program, or you can call us at the office. We do actually get back to you. I believe Sharon is there right now this morning. If you have a question you really want us to get back to you about, or maybe you want to talk with us on the phone, or possibly schedule that time to come in and do the free review with us, perfect time to do it. And here's our office number, 979-836-2903. Some people are saying, oh, this morning, I think I might make another 0.25% on my savings.
I'll go from 25 basis points to 50.
Well, and why are they saying that? Well, the word is out that perhaps because our non-farm employment payrolls, according to the big payroll services company ADP, actually increased quite a bit. U.S. private employers, they say, added 217,000 jobs in the month of November. Now, I'm not sure how many of those may be temporary workers for the holiday season. October's gain was also, though, revised up to 196,000 from the earlier, quite a bit lower estimate. And investors, you know, pretty much use this ADP data to kind of get a jump start and a feel for what the official jobs report from the government is going to say. And that's going to be released on Friday. And that doesn't just include private sector jobs. It includes government payrolls as well. Those have certainly been going all over the place. Some agencies increasing and others decreasing. Bottom line, though, for the ADP report is that it's a strong non-farm payroll report, which would give the Federal Reserve Board enough reason to possibly lift interest rates in their meeting later this month.
Now, what they're doing is the jobs report is one of the indicators of where the economy is headed. Why would the feds want to raise interest rates if the economy is heading in a good direction? Because they want to control inflation and they want to control growth. They don't want growth to be too fast, and it's in the opportunity for them. And one of the things they do is they say, well, we'll raise interest rates, which tends to retard some of the growth for the companies because it makes the borrowing more expensive.
Well, but the thing, you know, we're not talking about a half a percentage point or a percentage point. We're talking about a quarter of a percent, as Jamie was just saying.
25 basis points.
Yeah. So 0.25 on there. So, yes, it will make things slightly more expensive if the Federal Reserve people decide to do this. And they are kind of looking for, I think, a reason, because I think they slice and dice so much info. It's just unbelievable from so many sectors. They can actually call the heads of big companies on the phone. Most of them have been working in banking and investment for many, many years. So they know all these people already, and they've got the kind of clout to be able to pick up the phone and call the head of Chase Bank or so-and-so, Alcoa, IBM, whoever it may be, Chevron, and say, okay, what are you guys seeing, and what are your outlooks, and what has your past stuff been doing? Car dealers, car manufacturers, all of those different things. So they get all this input, and I think really Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve here, really wanted to hike this last time, and she didn't. Yeah.
It's always an interesting topic of conversation as to what the Feds are going to do. And what's interesting to me, too, is it's kind of we've mentioned the fact that we've talked to a lot of the money people that we talk to on a regular basis. And every time we talk to them, they say all the indicators are good for growth for most of the companies here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the stock market has been rather volatile. We say, how do we correlate those things? Those two things don't seem to go together.
Mm-hmm.
Because in addition to the jobs report being good, productivity numbers are also up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Fed is going to be looking at that too. So it's really interesting to see what's going on.
So again, we're all kind of hanging tight to Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman, chairperson, is supposed to be giving some sort of congressional testimony this week, so she may give a little clue. Now, interestingly, our policies on interest rates seem to be at the total opposite end from what the Europeans are. The Europeans are lowering and in some cases creating negative interest rates in the European banking system.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that works. When they said in Germany the number was a -2%, how can you pay somebody a -2% on a bond? How does that work?
I'm not really sure who buys their bond.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either. But anyway, so they're on the negative side. Everybody's looking over at other countries, including China, to see what their productivity is like. You know, people act like they're shocked that China's growth rate is only 5 or 6% instead of like 9. Well, how long can you keep 9% going? You can't, even with that kind of population and going more and more into industrialization as they are. So again, lots of things change. In our neck of the woods, they don't change as much, but at least we look at some things that are positive. And what does that tell you? How should you be reacting with things like your 401k, your IRA, or if you have an investment account? We'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll catch up on where the markets are this morning. What do they think about all of this when we come right back? If you've got questions in the meantime, here is our phone number. Give us a call, and we will talk with you one-on-one while the commercials are out there rolling along and paying our bills. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show with Tony, Jamie, and Craig Montana. We'll be right back.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan.
Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
It is customary to have dining room chairs reupholstered before the holidays. If this is your plan, now is the time to call Classic Upholstery and Design to schedule your job. Classic Upholstery and Design offers over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, so you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. So for a fresh look this holiday season, call Classic Upholstery and Design at 979-830-8665 or drop by on Highway 105 East next to K&H Portable Toilets. Their schedule is quickly filling up, so waste no time. Call Classic Upholstery and Design today at 979-830-8665.
The city of Brenham kicks off the holiday season with the annual Christmas stroll and lighted parade in downtown Brenham on Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th. This two-day event will begin Friday evening at 5:30 p.m. with the lighting of the Courthouse Square, followed by caroling. Activities include Christmas story time, live entertainment, the Jingle Bell Market at Ant Street Inn, sip, shop, and stroll, hay rides and hot chocolate, train rides, and Snowzilla rides. Saturday will also be filled with these fun activities plus face painting. And don't miss the very popular lighted Christmas parade on Saturday evening beginning at 6 p.m. This year's theme is Christmas characters on parade. Everyone is encouraged to dress as their favorite Christmas character. Santa will arrive during the parade and children can give him their Christmas wish list at the gazebo following the parade. Join the holiday fun at the Christmas stroll in downtown Brenham Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th. Find out more by calling the city at 979-337-7254 or visit their website, cityofbrenham.org.
Are you looking for a church committed to Christ and excited about what God is doing in Washington County? Abiding Word Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them on Sundays. They meet at the Calvary Baptist facility on an interim basis. Begin each Sunday with fellowship with fellow believers at 8:30 a.m., followed by the worship service at 9 and Sunday school at 10:30. Abiding Word Lutheran Church meets at 1100 Niebuhr Street in Brenham and is led by Pastor Martin Moore. Explore what God is doing at Abiding Word online at abidingwordbrenham.org.
SpongeBob is throwing the best Christmas party ever, and you're invited as Moody Gardens presents Iceland Ice Sculptures with SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a brand new theme and the silliest holiday celebration under the waves with SpongeBob, Patrick, and friends carved out of 2 million pounds of ice through January 10th. Also enjoy Moody Gardens Festival of Lights, ice skating, and holiday films. On Food Drive Thursdays, bring a non-perishable and get 2-for-1 festival admission. And through December 27th, check out the magical Christmas dinner and show. Visit moodygardens.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. Again, here is our office phone number. If you've got the time to come by and chat with us for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever you've got that you can wedge in between things, get a good idea, get a bearing on where you are right now with your finances and your 401k, 403b. Are you facing maybe retiring in the next year? Or, hey, especially those of you who are going to be walking out the door from your employer the last day on around the 31st, guess what? Maybe you need to come in and check things out before you go. Hey, where should you roll over your 401k? What if you're below age 59 and a half? What happens then? Should you just take it, pay a bunch of tax? Should you roll it somewhere? Can you do parts of it? What's the best strategy for you? Should you leave it, that 401k money or 403b money at your soon-to-be former employer? What are the ins and outs of those kinds of decisions? Some of you, we just went over a pension, the old-style pension, defined benefit plan, with some folks who came by the office the other day, and they must have had 10 different options, or 8 at least, of how they could take that pension benefit, Jamie. And how much do you leave for your surviving spouse if the employee or former employee passes away during the payment period? You know, what, 50%, 75%, options for, you know, payouts over 20 years or 10 years or 15 years. There was a lot of stuff on there to think about.
Yeah, the one that I looked at, there must have been upwards of 16 different options.
Yeah.
And what's critical about those decisions is you can't change them.
There's no do-over.
You can't say, oops, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Once you make the election, that's the election that you're going to have. So there are some things, there are some ins and outs of those types of things that you need to be aware of. We love talking about them. So as we've said many times, we deal with these things every week. You're going to deal with it once or twice in your lifetime, maybe. So go ahead and come in and get some free advice on what the options are. We can explain all that to you, how they work, what they mean,
and
what some different strategies are.
Yeah, and we explain these, by the way, not just saying, well, this works this way and that works that way. We go back and forth with you exchanging some confidential, we always keep it in confidence, some information about where you are in your life and how much money do you need right now, or what other assets do you have for things like long-term care, for instance, or other things that may crop up? And then we can help guide you in through your thought process on how to take that pension. When should you be taking it? Which one of those models of what discount you're going to get on it if you leave 50% for a spouse? Does that pension allow you, if your spouse passes away, does it allow your benefit? As the primary employee or former employee, does allow your payment to pop back up. It's called a pop-up provision. This one particular defined benefit pension plan did allow that. And that's a pretty important fact to know.
It is important. Some of the older pension plans do not have that pop-up provision. And so that's an important question to ask. The HR department should be able to answer that question. There are a lot of things they don't want to give you advice, but right. They can answer specific questions mm-hmm. about your plans. And you had talked about rolling over your 401k. There are times when it may not be in your best interest to roll your 401k into an IRA.
Yeah.
One of the factors that you have to think about is how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because the rules are different for 401k plans and IRAs. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, and that's one of the advantages of coming in for the free review to kind of review some of that stuff.
So, again, here's our office phone number. It's a great time to take a few minutes out of all the hustle and bustle. I know we've got events coming up and family members coming in and out of town. We're all over the place, most of us on our schedules, but it really is to your advantage to come in, especially when you've got some big things coming up either this month, maybe sometime next year. You're planning on leaving your employer, or you're leaving without wanting to leave. We have some people who are in that unfortunate spot. Again, know what your options are before you launch into something, and it really will help you.
Well, this is a season of giving, of course. We're all thinking about gifts, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all those things. Well, what greater gift for the family than to give your family the gift of financial peace of mind.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the advantages of that free review, is coming in exactly knowing exactly where you are financially.
Well, and one of the things we've been talking about, too, by the way, though, I'm just looking here, the markets are still kind of flat.
They are.
Not really much going on. Again, we have the Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, who's going to make some remarks at a speech she's giving somewhere today. Also, the Dallas Fed Chairman is going to be talking about where he sees the economy right now. The European Central Bank leaders are meeting this week to decide what else they're going to do with stuff. So, again, a lot of things going on in the background. We had good jobs report coming out of ADP, the big payroll processor, today. However, we have the official word from the government coming out on unemployment stats, and I think it's probably going to be pretty decent, too. So, again, we got all kinds of economic news coming out this week, and the bets are on, I think, people. Do they actually bet on this, like in Vegas or something, about whether the Fed's going to raise interest rates? They bet on just about everything.
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that.
Anyway, well, I don't know what the odds are. But, you know, there are a lot of folks saying, well, you know what? It looks like the U.S. economy is still performing well. It's actually, manufacturing's been better, and da-da-da-da-da. Inventories have been drawing down, which is always a good sign. So that means that maybe the Federal Reserve and production's up. That's looking good. So it looks like more and more people are betting in the financial world, betting on the Fed raising rates. So we'll see.
And you had an article, because we had many questions expecting us to have a crystal ball. What's the market going to do?
Well,
but you have an article everybody wants to talk about.
Sure. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, just a few months ago, and back in August and September and October, it was all doom and gloom. Remember that? All doom and gloom.
Well, look what August was like.
Yeah. I mean, we had a big drop. It wasn't quite 10%, but we had a drop. It cropped pretty much across the board in most things. And, of course, oil holding things down. So lots of doom and gloom. We had people who were wringing their hands. Everybody was, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to go and invest my money in the mattress, coffee can, and whatever.
Backyard.
Yeah, backyard, whatever. But things have come rebounding back, and there are some who do lots of points and figures and charts. And I'm seeing more of them coming out and saying, well, you know, we have good jobless reports. We have other things that are showing some strength, even if we get an interest rate hike, which is also, by the way, a symbol of the Federal Reserve Bank governors looking at economies all around the country and saying, you know what, we think the economy is improving enough to where we're worried about things getting out of hand on inflation. So that's when they hike a rate. So that is a good thing, because
that means the economy's growing.
Yeah, that they're confident. They're more confident the economy's growing. When they didn't hike back in last month, people got bummed out because they thought, oh, that must mean things are really bad. So we had bad news on top of bad news and bad sentiment. Now that seems to be turning, and a couple of these articles I've been reading, one of them from MarketWatch, online here, CBS MarketWatch, basically saying, you know, the buzz out there is that we're going to be seeing not only a rate hike, but also going through the end of the year, some increases in the prices of things like stocks. And they're basing it off of some charts that I can't show you on the radio, but basically that we've poked up above a trend line that shows that there is resistance at that point. So once they pop, we pop through there and we stay through that, stay up in that level or around that range, that seems to indicate to some of these folks who do nothing but look at this kind of data and crunch numbers that they're going more bullish than they have been in the past.
You have to put it in simple terms. It looks like the trend is up.
That's what they're saying.
Now, there you go.
Not everybody. There's always the contrarian who says, you know, not really. But we're seeing more of that on the plus side. Does that mean you need to run out and do something? No. You have to do what's right for you. But you do need to at least know what's being buzzed around out there in the world. And interesting things coming with some specific companies, according to the MarketWatch article, too. Yahoo apparently having some financial difficulties. It looks like, it says, the Wall Street Journal reporting this morning that the company may sell its web business, the real thing that made Yahoo, Yahoo. Ah, I wonder who would buy that. That would be interesting to see. Twitter co-founder Ev Williams has given his foundation a load of the company's stock, which was then sold. Don't know. Okay.
That's what foundations do.
Yes. And there is a company called Gravity, which is another internet kind of a firm, and the publication Bloomberg is tracking what happened after the CEO of Gravity Company, Dan Price, pledged to pay all of his employees $70,000 a year, no matter what they do. I think they are looking that might hurt their bottom line.
Even if they do nothing, he's going to pay them $70,000.
If they're there twiddling their thumbs or you know, pushing a broom down the hallway or whatever it is, $70,000. So,
well, it's always interesting to hear some of the speculation, because that's all it is speculation about what the markets are going to do. Nobody has a crystal ball, but you do need to watch. And I know that some of you are voracious readers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. Trying to keep up with what's happening economically here in the country and worldwide. And this is just an example of some of the things that are available to you out there when it comes to trying to get a better handle on what you think things might do.
Bottom line for 99.999% of us, if you got a 401k, a 403b,
keep putting the money in.
Just keep sticking it in there. What you're putting in is more important than just about every other consideration. You're going to buy up, buy down, whatever the markets are doing. You're still sticking money in something that is going to be there for you. Even if your employer goes under or whatever, it's still your 401k, right? It's your money there. So a nice place to stick it in there where you get some tax advantages to it. Other reasons for that. But, you know, if the market's bad and you put money in, you're buying it cheap.
That's right.
So, again, don't get nervous and then decide you're not going to put anything in anymore. In fact, I had a conversation with a young lady who works for my husband, and she's 25 years old, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm putting in money into my IRA. And I said, yeah, and you're buying it on sale. This was back in August, September, you know. So now she's looking at her balance and going, well, yeah. Okay, there you are.
That's the way it works.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how to use something maybe you've already got that maybe you don't need anymore in order to shift the assets from that into long-term care. Did you know you could do that? Yeah, there are a couple of ways to do it, and we're going to fill you in on that. And we'll check the markets again. Of course, we'll take your questions. You got something on your mind right now, give us a call. Commercials are going to be playing. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Give us a call right now. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Come today.
MIZ Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIZ Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIZ Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIZ Group says, go team!
Lambert International is your heavy equipment headquarters, located at 7800 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill. Looking for new or used equipment? Give Lambert International a shout, and if they don't have it on the lot, they'll find it for you. They supply all the needs for construction, heavy equipment, or landscaping. Call Lambert International at 979-830-7117 or visit their website at lambertint.com. Lambert International, a local and family-owned business buying and selling quality used heavy equipment.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Whether you're involved in new construction or a home renovation, build it right with quality tools from Woodson Lumber. We have a terrific selection of tools from leading manufacturers such as Milwaukee, Hitachi, Griprite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch. Our knowledgeable professionals will be happy to recommend the ideal product for your next project. Because for more than 100 years, your dream starts here at Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 years, your dreams start here.
Oh, the holidays are here. That time of year when you rack your brain to come up with gift ideas for those who have everything or those who are hard to buy for. Show your loved ones how important they are by having a special photograph, artwork, or diploma framed for them at Uniques. Uniques also offers gift certificates, original artwork, prints, posters, and handcrafted one-of-a-kind gifts. Update your wall hangings. Bring your artwork to Uniques. They'll match existing frames or give them a whole new look. Uniques at 708 North Park in Brenham since 1983.
Dr. Tara Johnson at Signature Hearing and Balance has been treating pediatric and adult patients for over 20 years with full-service hearing and balance evaluations. Ask about the next generation of hearing aids, their 30-day trial period, and on-site service on all major hearing aid brands, plus vertigo treatments to improve your balance. Signature Hearing and Balance is located at 1905 South Market in Brenham, at St. Mark's Place in LaGrange, and at 208 East Highway 90A in Richmond. Make an appointment by calling Signature Hearing and Balance at 979-250-1335.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we have a terrific website, and that, Jamie Keys, is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. A lot of great information on the website, new articles every month. There's some pictures of us if you'd like to see what we look like.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you would want to, but you could.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah, it's a great website. You can shoot us an email if you'd like to meet with us, or if you just ask us a question. Yeah. We do get back with you if you send us that email. So, again, that's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com.
Yeah, also you can schedule your free review. You can send us a couple of dates and times that are convenient for you in an email, and we'll get back to you and try to get our calendars together so we can all get our heads together.
There you go.
At some point. Markets are still flat, more on the positive side here this morning. Again, you can't run your life and your investments by what's happening in one day, unless you are a trader. Most of you listening are not. So for the rest of us, plug the money in, keep going, do the right things, be commonsensible, and learn more about what things you can actually maneuver and manipulate now to get something that maybe you need now and you didn't need 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I'm talking about maybe using a cash value life insurance policy differently, an annuity type of product differently. Jamie Keys, fill us in.
Well, one of the questions we get many times is, I've had this life insurance that I took out many years ago. I've been paying premiums into it. I'm getting ready to retire. I don't think I'm going to need it. After I retire, what should I do with it? Well, the thing you need to know about a life insurance policy like that is, if it's a cash value life insurance policy like you mentioned, Tony, is you're going to have to pay tax on any cash that you get over and above the amount of premiums that you paid. And if it's a dividend-paying policy, that gets to be a pretty complicated calculation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things you need to think about is life insurance is one of those Swiss Army knives of financial tools. Maybe you can repurpose that life insurance to take advantage of a risk that you might be facing in the future. One of those things being long-term care. There are long-term care policies out there now that are tied to life insurance. What it allows you to do is use the death benefit to pay for long-term care benefits on a tax-free basis. So if you had a $250,000 life insurance policy with long-term care benefits, all of a sudden you have $250,000 available for long-term care that you didn't have before.
And it could be worked for the individual who owns the policy and the spouse, too. I mean, can you put husband and wife on that long-term care policy then?
There are policies that are like that, where both husband and wife would be covered for long-term care. Both of them could be receiving benefits. Now, the advantage of your old life insurance policies is you may have the ability to do what's called a 1035 exchange for that old life insurance policy that did not have long-term care benefits, and simply move the asset that you have, the cash value in that life insurance policy, into a new policy that provides long-term care benefits. Now, you have to qualify for the new policy. In other words, you have to answer health questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to reutilize something that you already have. Because one of the questions we get is, I really don't want to pay for a long-term care insurance policy. Well, maybe there are other ways to go about it. So you have to think twice when it comes to those old life insurance policies and whether or not you go ahead and surrender them. There may be other things that they could be useful for.
Mm-hmm.
They are an asset.
Yeah, and so there are some more ins and outs of this, but the bottom line, it is converting or using something that maybe you don't need anymore and putting it to some other use that you do need. And by the way, in that type of a long-term care policy, it still is a life insurance, right? There still is a payout on it.
That's correct. If you never need long-term care, it still has a death benefit that goes to the beneficiaries income tax-free. It will still have a cash value if you never need long-term care. But you need the cash before you die or you change your mind, the cash is still available to you. Somebody's going to get the money in those types of policies. That's what's nice about it. It's not like car insurance or
a regular long-term care policy.
A regular long-term care policy where if you never need long-term care, the money is gone. Mm-hmm. These types of policies, it's kind of like a three-legged stool. Somebody's going to get the money. That's what's nice about them. Is it the correct tool for everybody? No, it's not, but it's the right tool for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And there also is another way, an annuity-based long-term care policy, and that's another whole situation. Can people who already have an annuity they've had for a while and it's out of the surrender period or it doesn't have a high death benefit in it that they may have paid extra for, if it's really just sitting there and they're not really planning on utilizing it for some other purpose, is this something that can be converted
Absolutely.
Also?
Thanks to the Pension Protection Act, what was not available before then is available now. And that's the only way to access tax-deferred annuity money tax-free is through long-term care benefits. And so you may have an older annuity where maybe the policy is doubled in value. If you surrender it or take money from it, your gain is all going to be taxable. You transfer it into a policy that has long-term care benefits, in other words, annuity with long-term care benefits, now all that gain can come to you income tax-free in the form of long-term care benefits. That's a great deal.
So a couple of uses for maybe a couple of things that you hadn't even thought about.
That you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it's great to come for the free review. We can discuss that, any other topics that you want and have on your mind. But the main thing is give us a call at the office and we'll set up a time. And there's no cost or obligation. It really is a free review. And we'd love to meet you here at the office. The number 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Otherwise, we'll see you
back here on Monday.
All right.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.